The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Family Sanity with your host, Dr. Brian Stress. When you or a loved one are facing life's challenges, this hour could be your lifeline to understanding and improving your relationships. No matter your age, there is something here for you. Now, here is Dr. Brian Stress.
Hello, this is Dr. Brian Stress with Family Sanity. Welcome to the show today. The show today is going to be on chronic pain, the managing chronic pain. It's more than just pain pills. We are joined today with co-host Cynthia Kent, as well as pharmacist Ted Regalia. Good morning, Cynthia. Good morning, Ted.
Good morning, Dr. Stress. Good morning, everyone. Hi, right. Ted.
Good morning.
So this is the show today is about managing chronic pain. Chronic non-cancer pain is a reality that tens of millions of Americans deal with each day, ranging from mild to very severe pain, which can affect all aspects of our lives. Physical, mental, emotional wellness can be compromised if chronic pain is not managed. We'll discuss some of the treatments, some of the myths, and hopefully we'll get a question or two about chronic pain. So, well, let's start off with Ted. This is kind of something I think when most people think about pain, they think of medications to deal with it. So, well, let's start off with, you know, could you please define for us what's the difference between chronic pain and acute pain?
Chronic pain is generally pain that's going to persist for several months, usually greater than 6 months, and it's more than just some acute injury or trauma. You know, you hit your finger with a hammer, then, you know, that hurts, but it heals and goes away. Chronic pain, there's more to it, and like I say, about 6 months or longer is considered chronic pain.
Okay, I guess one of the things that popped in my head real quick when you were talking there was, you know, when I was younger, I could, do something and sustain a bruise, play football or something, and I'd hit somebody with my arm, my forearm, have a bruise, and the next day I was healed. Now, in my mid-40s, I'll hit my finger with a hammer, won't get a bruise till the second or third day, and it takes about 2 to 3 weeks to heal. So is that incorporated into whether or not you're experiencing chronic pain or acute pain based on a person's ability to heal?
Well, the ability to heal doesn't make it any easier. As we get older, we don't heal as quick or as greatly. But no, that would, you know, hitting your finger with a hammer and having pain for 2 weeks would technically not be chronic pain.
Okay.
It's still an acute injury.
Okay. So we need to be, when we talk about the difference between chronic and acute, we have to incorporate how old the person is and or how long it should take them to heal based on many, many factors, I would suspect.
Right. And just to illustrate, some common chronic pains would include back pain or neck pain that never goes away, headaches, neuropathies such as like a fibromyalgia, and most commonly osteoarthritis. As we get older, osteoarthritis is a part of the aging process for many of us.
Okay. Well, let's talk about fibromyalgia, because that's a diagnosis that's made by medical doctors, of course. But I think sometimes it gets a bad rep, sometimes not so much, but I think there's a lot of controversy out there about that diagnosis. Could you briefly explain what is fibromyalgia?
It's an inflammation of the nervous system, and it involves the muscles and nervous system, and there's discomfort and pain. Oftentimes, it's not specific, or it's not just one single area. You know, you hit your finger with a thumb. I mean, you hit your thumb with a hammer, and that's a focused pain. Whereas fibromyalgia is a little more diffuse. You can have localized. It's called like trigeminal pain, where the upper neck and back area are in pain. But for a lot of times with fibromyalgia, it's diffuse. It's spread.
So when you say it's the nervous system, you're talking about, so like fibromyalgia, can it affect, you, so you'd have kind of a pain in maybe your right leg, but not your left leg?
Or it could be both.
It could be both, but is it more of a, as opposed to maybe a sharp pain, is it more of a dull, ongoing pain, I guess?
There can be sharp pain. It can be a numbing pain. When the nerves are involved, it could go either way.
Okay.
And basically, the nerves are inflamed in addition to the muscle tissues because of the nerve inflammation.
Okay. Okay. So it's the.
So what causes fibromyalgia?
Yeah, I don't know. There's like viruses can, you know, like post. If you have shingles, you could have a neuralgia or a pain that just doesn't go away. Mm-hmm. As far as fibromyalgia, I don't know that there's a good answer on that.
Right. Okay.
That's one of the challenges.
Right, right. I've heard about that, that it's really, it's difficult to diagnose. Like Brian said, that it's also hard to, like, it has a bad reputation, like, especially women, like, why are they complaining about this pain, and difficult to diagnose in that regard. But then once it is diagnosed, then I think women feel relieved that they can be treated.
Right, and I think it's hard sometimes, you know, and something maybe we should talk about real briefly is, you know, different people, everybody has a different pain threshold, maybe how they experience pain. I have a relative who had a heart attack, and his pain threshold is so high, he didn't even realize he was having a heart attack. He didn't go to the doctor, to the hospital for 2 to 3 days after the heart attack. Whereas other people, I think, are quite pain sensitive. Would you agree with that, Ted?
Oh, definitely. The perception of pain and also the coping and fear of the pain plays a large factor in the amount of pain experienced.
Sure, and one's perception. So if you're used to having no pain and you have a minor pain, you might perceive that as quite severe as opposed to somebody who's been dealing with pain their whole life. They actually may have a higher pain threshold or lower depending on a lot of different factors. But, and I guess what I'd like to add there too is just because my relative has a higher pain threshold, it doesn't always work for them, believe it or not. It actually makes things worse at times. For instance, when he had the heart attack, if he would have received treatment sooner as opposed to later, he probably wouldn't have had the third, fourth, or fifth heart attack, or at least he could have reduced maybe the possibility. So I think we need to talk about that pain. The function of pain is to let us know that something is going on that we need to address. So pain isn't necessarily a bad thing. It can be, but it's also it's the signal from our body to our brain saying something's wrong down here and we'd like it treated or something to change. Ted, I mean, you're the pharmacist, and so let's talk about how is chronic pain treated?
Well, let's start with me as a patient. If I was having lower back pain, I would probably treat myself with Tylenol, or maybe even an anti-inflammatory drug such as